As the fog rolls into the dirty, filth-filled back streets of merry old London, a scream rings out in the night, echoing against the harsh brick walls. Another horror of the night has nearly claimed a victim, feeding upon the weak and defenseless. But before the meal is to be had, a shot rings out, a report against those who would prey upon the downtrodden. The Rippers have arrived to take back the night, and the night will not go down without a fight. A game centered around the action-packed Savage World setting, Rippers. Join Rippers and show the beasts of the night that humanity will not disappear into the darkness without a fight.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. A huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
Can you really start with 6 inches?
No.
Okay. Why does it give you so many?
Probably 5. They did it for evenness, because what you do and serve game like stat bonuses, you start with one and you get 2.
Anywho. Where our Rippers had last left off, you guys had successfully dealt with the ghost train. You guys were investigating the strange raven statue, or crow statue, that had been sent to you. And, you guys were heading back to the lodge. Ryan, one of your tournaments is coming up within the next week, basically.
Okay.
Your trainer will inform you.
Cool. What was his name? I can actually write it down now.
That's a good question. Let me see if I wrote it down.
I think it was Thomas
J. Blade of Kali, that's Adventure 14. Adventure 12 was Social Justice. 13 Buddies? No.
Sounds like something. Or it seems like something was named something.
It was right after we finished with the werewolf.
Yeah, I know. I'm looking for a German wolf. The unstable constable. Direct from China. No. I don't know. I'll have to look it up later.
Is there a specific way we're supposed to designate our skills on this, or...?
No, you just put a check in which one you've got.
Yeah.
And then you mark it. Yeah. Just fill it in. The first bubble's for a D4, the second bubble's for a D6.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But as you guys are sitting at your wonderful little lodge, kind of enjoying yourselves, relaxing, you guys get a message from the Von Helsing estate saying that Johan would like to meet with you.
Again.
Mm-hmm. Again.
Is that like a bi-weekly thing you see him?
Yeah. Well, at least that's what it feels like.
Like every other session.
Alright, well...
No, I guess I'll be long.
I guess we don't want to leave him waiting.
Mm-hmm.
So... let's move out.
Alright, you guys roll on out. As you guys are finishing up your character sheets.
Autobots, transform and roll out.
You guys, of course, are welcomed in and kind of pushed over to the drawing room. One of the drawing rooms, which is, of course, impressive. Just to let you guys know, now that I've actually read up a bit more on the Von Helsing estate, it's actually got over 100 rooms. It's huge.
You told us that last time, I thought.
Yeah.
Well. No, he stressed how fancy they were. They had their own theater, and they get whatever food they want.
I think he did mention there was, like, hundreds of rooms.
Yeah.
Maybe not. I could be smoking.
You probably are. You're on fire.
It's possible.
On fire!
I watch you burn down in flames.
After a short while, Johan walks in, young man, dark hair, dark eyes, vaguely Eastern European, long leather coat, And he appears kind of unarmed. He just kind of walks on in.
Saunters
in. My friends, I'm afraid I bring grave news. My father has vanished, and I can only fear the worst. At last report, he was traveling to Scotland. Unfortunately, he was less than forthcoming about his reasons for going there. You have access to the libraries here and my father's books, but you shouldn't tarry, and travel to Scotland at the first opportunity. If you require assistance, I have several mercenaries that I can take with you. You have any questions?
No.
Now, basically what this is saying is the head of the Rippers has gone missing.
Why?
You're close, nearby, competent, and I believe you can do this. I have something I need to attend to, and many of my other men are, how do we say, not as experienced as I would like. If it's something to make my father go missing, then I fear to send any of my novice Rippers. I can always send off for any of the people in the Americas, maybe Bear or his lodge or the masked Yankee, but that's across the Atlantic. You guys are here.
Isn't there a lodge in Transylvania? That's kind of close.
Yes, but you guys are literally inside town.
'Tis true. But we've only actually encountered a couple powerful beasts, and they were just young. Mm-hmm.
You're our best shot.
We're the best they have.
You're the best that we have on hand. I'd love to contact the Harkers, but they've been busy as of late.
And you do not have any more information for us?
I have my father's notes, if you want to learn anything more about that. But as I said, I have to get going, and quickly. Something else is afoot.
That may be useful. Do you happen to know which area of Scotland he went?
Probably his notes should tell you. He chronologs everything. I didn't talk to him before he left. He seemed distracted for a little while.
Does he code his notes?
Not that I know of.
Okay. That'd be easier. Easier for us. Do any of you have any questions?
What's the impressive thing?
Huh?
What's making you go?
Passing through London a little while ago was a vampire. A fairly potent one. And I believe he's done off with some of our benefactors.
Could he be the one that transformed the Frenchman?
Oh, yes.
Mm. Possibly. But I'm not ready to send you toe-to-toe against a full-grown vampire.
Then let's pray that there isn't one where your father is.
Yes, but it's either sending you against an uncertainty, which might be more or less than a vampire, or sending you against a vampire.
But while I'm here, is there anything that hurts ghosts?
That's something that Johan might actually know. Let's see what.
Because our previous encounters have not been very.
Hold on, let me see if Johan.
I'm
afraid I don't know. I'm a doctor and a surgeon.
Interesting.
They're dead, it's not my problem.
I'm also perhaps the most skilled Ripper technician, if that's the term you want to use.
Then who might we get in contact to who may know this knowledge?
Our libraries are extensive. It would be there. Our library is the giant amassing of knowledge of Rippers who have come and gone.
Oh, yes. I've been in there. It is Right.
Thank you. You can thank my father for that.
Toss it.
I always think good. A nice book to read every now and then.
I'm still using it. This one.
Well, I suppose we shouldn't keep you any longer. Vampires.
No, I.
Quickly.
I do need to get going.
I wish you the best of luck. Don't have a catchphrase.
That's just for pulp adventures.
Shit.
All right.
Or curse in Hindi.
Oh. All right. So.
There's no space for weapons around.
And I'm just using that box. That's what
I'm using. I'm also using it for my inventory.
Yeah.
All right, well, I suppose we go take a look at Van Helsing's notes then.
Yep. Basically what this is an investigation.
Damn it! None of us have investigation.
I have a D4.
I knew I should have taken it.
Well, I'm sorry for a game that centers around investigation that you do not have it.
Anybody else have a higher than a D4?
Did I hear say no one had it except for you because you're the only one that spoke up?
Yep.
Wow.
Go D4! Yay, D4!
There's a skill I wanted to take but didn't have.
Hold on.
The skills too.
Let me see. Ripper.
I have a high base intelligence.
Berlin. It doesn't matter what your intelligence is.
Oh, I know.
Douchebag. Off to a flame. Where is England? Oh, not England. United Kingdom. That's right.
What? That's England.
All right. Let's see. Resources 12. Using their libraries provides a +1 on investigations.
There, D4 +1.
And this represents 4 hours of research.
But while you do, well...
I'll go ahead and assist.
I don't know how many people can assist on the paperwork.
On this research, you're more than welcome to, because this is basically just pouring over his notes, books, and whatnot.
Okay.
Which there are plenty of.
I'm sure. And if I find any notions of beast to encounter, and if we don't know anything about him, I'll try looking those up.
That is a different investigation.
Yes.
Someone passed
I said
D4.
Once I find it.
I see a bunch of D8.
D8.
No, I don't
have D8. D6.
And another
D6. I'll need my dice back whenever you can.
Yeah, I just need to find the D4 and I'm set.
That's a 3.
Yep.
You do not assist.
Mine was a 2.
You do not assist. You don't burn a penny, Ivan.
I got 2. That would be a 3.
Yeah, it's just 4 hours. You can keep researching. It'll just take a little while. Basically, you get 2 of these checks a day.
But aren't we supposed to do this as fast as possible?
Yes. But that he's already been... Oh, I'm sorry. He's been gone for 2 weeks now. Another day or two won't kill you.
Or him.
Or him at this point.
You say that now, but eventually we were going to find another. If you were here a day ago!
You got a what?
13.
I got
13. That provides a +3 to Ivan because you were assisting.
I got an 8.
Is this on the second check or the first check?
Second.
Okay, and this was your?
First.
First. So he provides 3 to your 3, so that gives you a 6.
You're holding the book upside down.
by the way, this is English. Stop trying to read it like... The text doesn't go like this. Inside his notes, you find a number of strange symbols, including an anvil, an eye, a chalice, a handle, a hammer, and a compass? Not compass like this, but compass like this.
Oh.
And beneath the symbols is, "I have found the key, but only John knows the location of the pillars. I will go to the chapel and test the key on the column. If I'm correct, I might be able to pry the secret from them. If not, I will need to confront my old friend at last.
I thought those were called sextants.
No, compass.
No.
It draws circles.
Yeah, remember in like elementary school?
Yeah, no, I know what they are. I thought they were called something else.
No, sextant is for
determining position of stars.
That's right.
It kind of has the same
look. It's got that
yeah.
going on. All right, so do we need to make another check?
If you want to figure out what the chapel is. Of course, you could just start visiting chapels.
Okay. I got an 8.
And you are assisting?
Yeah.
Okay. Is Ivan still the primary?
What's going on with the skill?
6.
7.
7.
I do not assist.
8, 9.
8.
8. 10, 11. All right. So, basically, after 8 hours of reading, now that you guys have... Oh, wow, his handwriting is awful.
English.
See the thing
wrong. The thing
about Von Helsing is he was originally a doctor, so he's got that doctor signature.
What I read is that too. I can't read.
Oh.
All right. You now realize that the place that he is making reference to is Roslyn Chapel, which is a well-known chapel in Scotland. According to legend, when the church was being built, the master mason left his apprentice in charge. The apprentice carved a pillar far more beautiful than anything the master could accomplish. The master was so envious of his apprentice that he beat the young man to death with his hammer. The apprentice pillar is the most beautifully carved object in the entire chapel, and some people believe that a great treasure is hidden within or beneath the chapel. And since you guys also got a raise, the Templar Knights were disbanded in the 14th century for heresy, including the worship of a severed head known as Baphomet. Many of the knights were executed, but some of the survivors fled to Roslyn Chapel, taking Baphomet with them. They joined forces with the Freemasons, and according to some legends, they hid Baphomet beneath the apprentice pillar.
The Freemasons were originally a European thing, and they came to America, right?
No.
People claim they came to America.
People claim whatever they want about the Templar. The Templar are one of those cryptic, creepy groups that they can be anywhere.
Freemasons.
Oh, yes. Freemasons? Oh, yeah. Freemasons are in the U.S. and all over Europe, too.
Okay.
I think their symbol is a compass.
Mm-hmm.
I thought their symbol was... No, I'm thinking the back dollar bill. It's not the weird one eye. That's the Illuminati.
That's the Illuminati. The other conspiracy.
The shadow government?
The shadow government.
Or? No. They're the shadow government. They just... Yeah.
They just pretend that they're there.
All right. So, Baphomet. Yeah.
So looking for a severed head.
Well, can we learn anything about this Baphomet?
Well, maybe tomorrow. I'm tired right now.
How are we just going?
Okay.
I don't mind getting a little bit more information, but sleep now.
When does Travis get back? He's good at this stuff. Mm-hmm.
He got sent out on a mission. He'll be back in June.
Yeah. And we don't have a calendar, so what day is it?
It's like May 6th.
Okay.
All right.
I'm just going to keep my original. The other one's kind of meh.
Yeah, it's all right.
It has useful notes and everything on the bottom. All right. All right.
Okay, so you guys will go home for the evening. It's now the 7th. Your match is on the 10th.
How long does it take to get to the chapel from here?
400 miles, which is basically an 8-hour trip by train.
Well.
And this tournament... Oh. Let me talk. Hold on. I got to get the appropriate accent.
Well, you don't need New Jersey
on you? I was going to go New Jersey on you, but at the same time, I'm like, this is England. They had Jersey, not New Jersey.
He's an original gangster.
What was his accent? Was he English?
Yes.
Yeah.
His trainer? Yes.
Yes. Right then.
He was the low English. The
Cockney.
Yeah.
Right then. Oi. Liam.
Hey. Why?
So, there's something, so what I laid over about this time round. It's going to be a tournament of 32 challengers. Five fights each.
Alright.
First round's, of course, elimination round, second round, third round, fourth round, fifth round. Your old friend, the Italian's back.
Oh, dear.
As well as a number of other competitors.
I don't remember your trainer being this...
Meh.
Mm-hmm. Being what?
I'm not sure if he was Cockney.
No, I think he was an upstanding gentleman.
I don't think so. I remember he was down and dirty.
I don't remember.
He was not a gentleman in any sense of the word.
I honestly don't remember.
Well, we have it recorded somewhere.
Yes. Yes, you can make fun of us later. I forgot. My bad.
That is when it is recorded somewhere.
Yeah, it's on the website. I forgot to check. My bad. And you'll actually get the Italian's name.
Oh. Who's that?
Lucenzo.
Lucenzo.
Mr. Chen? Is that translated?
Antonio Lucenzo.
If it's Banderas, you can't hurt him. He's too cute.
We won't be hurting each other. It's just fencing.
And according to the, I'll try a different accent. I seem to be schizophrenic. According to the first round rosters, you're going to be paired up against a Canadian. Jonathan Myers.
Canadian?
The Canadian's fans?
Apparently.
Oh, well, from all over the empire.
Well, I suppose so. Canadian. Canada. Not really the empire.
Blame Canada! Actually, yes, it is part of the empire. Thank you very much.
Blame France. French.
Oh, yes, after we conquered Quebec and took it! Yeah, well, they might be an independent country now, but still.
Under the Queen's name.
They still love the Queen, so they're still part of the Empire.
Right.
So, just a few days away, better get training.
Right. Training, yes.
Have you been practicing stabbing those dogs?
No, not exactly.
I'm a little higher.
I'm aiming higher these days.
Bears? Tigers?
Something like that, yeah.
Enormous statues of ancient Indian gods?
What?
I've been trying out practicing on some, dummies, inanimate objects.
Oh, well, you know they don't fight back terribly well.
Oh, well, it's better than killing some old poor dogs or some such.
Well, you're the one who was stabbing dogs last time.
Yes, well. They attacked me first.
Birth fire and house on fire.
Well, so, do we want to leave today?
It's up to you. You got all the information you got. He's got to be back in 3 days.
Technically 2 days, since it takes 8 hours.
So. Yes.
Yeah, we've got 2 days there, basically. Is his fencing tournament in the morning or the evening?
It will actually take place over 3 days. Basically, two fights a day.
Oh.
Because last time they noticed a lot of the fighters began to suffer from fatigue by about round five. So they basically two fights a day, and then the last day is just the finale.
So.
So, but if you get knocked out of the tournament early.
This doesn't seem like a very long time to finish this important job. No offense,
that is important.
Yes. No offense, but I don't think your fencing tournament is all that important.
Well, that's fine. You don't have to think it's important.
He thinks it's important.
That's his income. Of course she doesn't think it's important. Daddy sends her money.
There's also the fact that if he doesn't show up, he runs the risk of losing standing.
Mm-hmm.
He pisses a lot of influential people off.
Mm-hmm. Especially the people who bet on him. Gambling is very common.
Well, that's why you say right now that you're not going to be participating. So they want to put their bets in.
Do you think
in?
The bets haven't already started happening?
Well, now they have a chance to withdraw them.
What?
So.
If need be, I'll leave by myself. It's fine.
Somebody's laughed. Chinese woman is on another investigation.
Sorry, I'm a hunter.
If you guys basically want, you could do the next couple of days as investigation. See how he does in the tournament, and then leave after he gets knocked out.
Honestly, I'd rather do investigations. Better to go prepared than
because if you go up unprepared, you might as well. And it is something as big as a vampire or another ghost, which would be hysterical.
Out of character, we need magic to hurt that thing.
Yeah, but basically, this gives you another couple days to research, or maybe up to 3 to 5 days, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so everyone, hit the books.
Very well.
All right, day two. Ryan, you can't help. You're training. He does insist that you train.
Okay.
I got a one.
I got one.
Yeah, I got
two.
You
got a two. Remember, their libraries provide plus one.
Did you not include your wild die? Oh, okay, so that's a three.
I got a two.
Two. All right. You guys spend 4 hours, and basically, what were you guys looking for?
I suppose Baphomet or whatever.
Okay, look at Baphomet. No idea. Got nothing.
Let's try this again.
Well, yeah. I'm going to go visit the church here. They might have something in their records.
I doubt it, but go for it.
Or at least try different avenues. See, my presence was just throwing you off.
All right.
I was looming over your
Both of you guys basically get Baphomet. Let's see. Dun, 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 dun.
Baphomet.
Baphomet is the name of a demon.
Okay.
And not just a demon, a fairly influential demon.
Right, if we're going to be fighting that, I'm going to go spend my money and pick up holy symbol of some sort.
What quality of holy symbol?
Fine.
Fine quality? All right, that's 2 pounds, my friend. 2 pounds for a nice silver cross.
I look up what's useful against demons.
All right, well, that will go ahead and be another research, and you're alone on this one.
Why?
You're off buying your bling.
It's been 8 hours. I can't spend an hour after we finish.
You gotta do it tomorrow.
Yeah, you do it. You do it tomorrow.
I can't.
You're bad. You know, you went to the church and they're like, "Oh, so you've come to hear about Jesus, Jesus, our Lord and Savior, our God."
No.
I hear about Baphomet.
I'm actually seeking information about some other creation that I heard a long, long time ago. Some Templars followed.
Templars are heretics and a myth.
But they're written in your history books. I read them.
Oh, it's just fanfare. Would you actually like to hear how we can personally save you and how your hell can be driven away by the light of our Lord?
Hell?
Yes, hell. It's a very scary place. They light you on fire every day for the rest of eternity.
I've never heard of this place.
Let me tell you about hell, the place where non-Christians go.
Most Christians.
No, this is a conversion process. Basically, what you'll get is for the next 2 hours, you'll get an earful of hell.
Okay, it's okay. There's not a hell in my religion. So I'm like, hell?
We're going to hell.
I'm sorry for your religion.
That's not true.
That's my gods.
Anyway. But basically, you're not going to get anything helpful from them.
Yeah. I figured.
Worth a shot.
Worth a shot. It was worth a shot. If it was like any good D&D world, the clerics would know something about demons. But unfortunately, no.
These clerics didn't actually put points in knowledge religion. They have points in knowledge
Jesus.
Conversion.
No, they have points in bluff and diplomacy.
Persuasion.
Tell me, I'll tell you whatever you want to hear.
So are they Dragon Age priests?
That's right, stupid chamfrey priests.
They're all
so that was one day of investigation. You guys have another one, and then he basically starts up. If you guys want to go watch his tournament, see if any more people come that you can come assassinate.
Stuff that is good against demons.
Demons.
I got a two.